Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, August 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Black-Throated Loon. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the world of knowledge, exploring the vast array of topics available on Wikipedia. Today, we're taking to the waters to bring you the fascinating tale of the black-throated loon. This bird, known for its striking appearance and enchanting call, holds secrets about its life, behavior, and the environments it inhabits. So, let's dive right in. The black-throated loon, or Gavia arctica, is a member of the Gavia family, a group that interestingly features five closely related species. Found primarily in North America and parts of Eurasia, this bird is noted for its distinctive breeding plumage, which showcases a striking black throat and a checkered back that can leave anyone enchanted. In non-breeding plumage, however, it adopts a more muted gray and white coloration, making it somewhat unrecognizable when it's not in its vibrant mating attire, kind of like a superhero shedding their costume. One of the most captivating aspects of the black-throated loon is its vocalization. Have you ever listened to the haunting call of a loon echoing across a serene lake? It's almost poetic, serving both as a territorial marker and a way to attract mates. Interestingly, these birds can be heard communicating with one another over long distances, a capability that expands their social connectedness and strengthens their breeding bonds. Now, let's talk about habitat. Black-throated loons prefer freshwater lakes and coastal areas, especially in their breeding range across Canada, Alaska, and parts of the northern United States. What's intriguing here is how they select their nesting sites. They typically use secluded sites near water, often in marshy areas or on islands, which provides some protection from predators. But here's a thought for you. How do you think climate change might impact these nesting behaviors? With shifting temperatures and changing water levels, the delicate balance of these ecosystems is certainly at risk. During their migratory seasons, which occur in the autumn and spring, these loons travel to coastal waters and can even be seen along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. This behavior brings them into contact with a variety of food sources, primarily fish, which they pursue with remarkable agility. These birds are exemplary divers, capable of plunging to depths of over 200 feet in pursuit of their prey. Imagine that for a moment, a graceful creature gliding effortlessly through the water, hunting for its next meal. How trustworthy do you think their instincts are when it comes to locating their food? Black-throated loons are also impressive parents. They typically lay 1 to 2 eggs per season, with both parents taking turns incubating them. However, these birds face numerous challenges in raising their young. From predation by larger birds and mammals to habitat destruction, their parenting journey can be fraught with difficulties. Have you ever considered the concept of parental care in the animal kingdom? It certainly raises questions about how some species adapt their caregiving methods in response to environmental pressures. As we explore deeper into the behavioral aspects of the black-throated loon, we cannot overlook their unique connection to their migratory patterns. These patterns are often influenced by seasonal changes, indicating how in tune nature is with environmental cues. The harsh reality is that with climate change, migratory patterns across various bird species, including loons, are being disrupted. Have you ever witnessed a change in animal behavior due to shifting seasons? What does that say about our impact on the environment? So what can we learn from the black-throated loon? Firstly, they remind us of the delicate balance of ecosystems, the challenges wildlife face, and the beautiful complexities of migration and parenting seen among animal species. As technology advances and as conversations around environmental ethics become more pronounced, it's essential to maintain an open-minded perspective on how our actions affect these incredible beings and their natural habitats. Perhaps this brings us to an exciting point of interaction. Take a moment to think. How do you feel about the relationship between technological advancements and conservation efforts and their impact on wildlife like the black-throated loon? Are we doing enough to ensure their survival? As we wrap up this discussion on the black-throated loon, I encourage you to delve deeper into their world. Check out the Wikipedia article for further insights and data. There's a treasure trove of information just waiting for you. The more we learn about such species, the better we can advocate for their conservation. Thanks for joining this episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and remember, knowledge is the path to understanding our world better. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Black-Throated Loon. Thanks for listening. See you next time.